This is St. Louis Public Radio. Raul Bonasco late last month began his stint as the director of St. Louis County Justice Services. The New York native is in charge of managing the county's jail, which has come under public scrutiny after several inmates died. Bonasco recently sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum to talk about his priorities for the County Corrections Agency. Rosenbaum first asked why Bonasco decided to take on the high-pressure position.
I found it intriguing that I can still give back to the field of corrections, be part of the community here, and help in, improving some of the systems and processes here within the department and make it a better place and more effective and more efficient place to work.
From doing some background research of you, you've encountered some really challenging issues at the various places you work. Everything from making sure prisoners don't escape to making sure that they don't commit suicide. How did those experiences kind of shape your approach to this job?
I think, and thank you for sharing that, the assignments I've taken, I've always seen it as a calling. People often don't know the things that happen inside our jails or prisons. And I think the most important thing is throughout my experiences, when we have things that will happen in jails or in prisons, we have to learn from those experiences. And I've shaped my professional development and also provided additional resources and looked at best practices on a national level. I think it's important that everyone in society know that 70% of law enforcement is detention. Whether it's a prison, jail, we house them. And what was always paramount was public safety, ensuring care, custody, and control of the offenders, as well as ensuring that we're treating them respectfully and humane.
The big thing that a lot of people are talking about in St. Louis County is there have been several deaths in this jail before you came here. What are you going to do to ensure that there is the right medical attention and the proper oversight of inmates to make sure that their medical conditions are taken care of right away?
I had the opportunity to review some of the existing issues that took place prior to my arrival. And one of the things I can say is several things under the interim director were immediately addressed. Key communication. Communication is key. That's something that I know since I've taken my role, we meet weekly, sometimes once or twice, with our medical provider leadership now. We look at all medical issues, anything that might be a concern when it comes to the health care of our inmates. Also looking at practices that we've been doing within our intake system to look at improving efficiency and ensuring that not only our staff, volunteers, and the offenders, but everyone is safe. Everyone's receiving the same type of treatment, and we're being very in tune with national best practices.
Give me a sense of what staff may have to deal with on a day-to-day basis when they're in this facility.
An officer that comes to work in a jail environment like ours has to do not only account for public safety, securing inmates, making sure we count them. We have to make sure we provide them medical services. We have to ensure that they have a good working, living environment. Some of these inmates work in the kitchen. They do other assignments. So security is paramount. Custody and care of the offenders is paramount. And dealing with the public, because we have volunteers who come in. We have contract providers. We have a lot of activity with the attorneys coming in. So we wear many hats. I always say corrections officers are like customer service agents. Plus, we have to answer to the community and family members.
If you could point to one major priority that you want to accomplish in the near future, what would it be?
I think we have a great, great team of staff, but it's been a long time in which our leadership, my administrators, even my foot soldiers on the ground haven't received some training from a professional, whether it's National Institute of Corrections, whether it's through American Correctional Association or the American Jail Association. Those are national bodies that focus on the best practices and the trends, and we just need to bring them up to speed. We are the largest jail in the state, and we are in a situation where people are retiring. So what are we doing about preparing the next individuals to come and take on some key leadership roles? Because at the end of the day, we are responsible for lives, both of staff and offenders every day. So what are we doing to develop the next set of leaders to lead this organization to the next level?